Speaking of weaknesses, don't those usually show up when something goes wrong? You know, not the way you planned or imagined. When that happens, do you feel dazed, embarrassed, or angry? You may look at your life and only see weakness. You may feel helpless as a victim of circumstances. You may dwell on your mistakes. You may focus on your inadequacy, not being enough of whatever. And sadly, other people like to point out all those weaknesses in your life too, making you feel even worse about them. Have you experienced that? Our God calls us to live by faith. Faith involves trust in a God who loves us, who cares, who can guide us, and knows all about our weaknesses. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16 says that Jesus understands our weaknesses because he has been tempted in every way just as we are. We can approach his throne of grace with confidence that we will receive mercy and help in our time of need from someone who understands. Paul wrote in Romans chapter 8 that God helps us in our weakness and works for our good according to his purpose for us. That tells me that our God has bigger purposes for our weaknesses than what we see or know each step of the way. He knows what causes us fear. It doesn't matter if our fear is driven by circumstances we can't fix, or if our fear comes from making mistakes, or if our fear is caused by feelings of inadequacy. Our God is bigger than our weaknesses. He asks us to trust him and his purpose when we don't understand. Dear friends, we have a big God. He can take whatever is looking ugly in our lives and make it something praiseworthy. Maybe all that you've been through in life, desperate circumstances, blaring mistakes, and obvious inadequacies, have led to this moment when God has brought you to get this message so you can trust in him. God is bigger than your weaknesses. He could be showing you that today on your walk from fear to faith.